that transition going from putting the biscuits into loosely into a tin and then finding that, you know, the biscuit had to be exactly the right size and the exact weight, that must have been an extraordinary time.
Yeah, for the technical people, it certainly changed the whole way of producing biscuits, because prior to that, you could get when things were hand-wrapped, you could get away with a lot more variation in size. But if you just think, if you're putting biscuits into a packet, say cream cracker, and if there's a variation in thickness, you'll either fit one biscuit less in or maybe two more. And the weight could be either under, which was quite serious, or more costly, it could be overweight. Yeah. And therefore, you had to be very careful, because like if you have a machine going all day producing cream crackers, that's an awful lot of cream crackers. And if you'd give one extra away, or if you're one short, it does make a difference.
When, you know, in the 60s, they were good years. We weren't yet in the common market. We were, you know, things, there was a lot of Irish companies, Irish factories producing foods, and, you know, the goods, the produce coming in to Jacobs at the time, did you see or did you overlook the flour and the sugar and so on?
Well, when I was in the buying office, I was partially involved with the purchase of those. And it was interesting, because it was important that we got the right flour, because if it was... I'm not very technical on these, but flour came in sacks and was stored in sacks in the early years. In fact, it said that one of the early people who worked on the flour loft was Luke Kelly's father. And
yes, that's interesting.
I've never actually looked up to see the truth of that, but that's the thing I was always told. And
were these white Hessian sacks that you're talking about?
Yes, and that. I have a very good selection of slides that were taken in 1962, and they show the whole place. And in fact, you can see them using the truck or the other hand, the hand truck to wheel the sacks along, and so on.
And your suppliers, you say that the emphasis was on getting Irish suppliers
wherever possible. The Odlums and those, or the Irish Oil and Cake Mills up in Drogheda for the fats and oils. There were others like Greenmount and so on, but
and the sugar factory in Carlow, of course.
Oh yes, that was our main source. And at different stages, we got different chocolate. You know, one time might have been Cadbury's or Ernie's or other places. Of course, in the 1930s, Jacobs produced its own chocolate.
Purchasing then, at that time when you were there, how long did that last?
I was there for about 3 years.
Okay, was it a good experience?
Yes, it was. I worked under Derek Luke, who was the chief buyer at the time. But I was the raw novice at those days.